الله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون وقال جل وعلا شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على المتسحرين أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم صدق الله المولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاكرين والشاهدين والحمد لله رب العالمين All praise belongs to Allah تبارك وتعالى Lord of the world's master on the day of judgment May peace and salutations be on our beloved leader and guide, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we know that we are a few days before the commencement of the auspicious month of Ramadan, what kind of preparation have we done? And if you look at the life of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would prepare 2 months prior to the month of Ramadan where he taught us the dua to recite Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban O Allah grant us barakah in Rajab and Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan and let us reach the month of Ramadan So that was the preparation regarding the month of Ramadan by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam What kind of preparation have we made for the month of Ramadan? Have we did some kind of preparation? If not, then we need to prepare now that there are a few days left for the month of Ramadan. How are we going to prepare for this month of Ramadan? If you look at the women folk, mashallah, our mothers and sisters at home have been doing some kind of preparation. And the preparation that they have been made doing was filling the samosas and the pies and all the savories. And that is a good preparation. Because when comes the month of Ramadan, they don't need to prepare in filling the savories, etc. It's already prepared. They just have to take it out from the freezers and fry it or bake it for us. So that is a good preparation that the ladies are doing prior to the month of Ramadan. Because in the month of Ramadan, So much of time will be going if they have to be preparing the savouries and then there's no time for ibadat, no time for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to have some kind of plan, some kind of timetable for the month of Ramadan. If we had not done this, we have a few days. Let us plan ourselves, set some goals, what we would acquire or what we would like to accomplish in the month of Ramadan. And also reciting the dua, Allahumma barik lana fi sha'ban. O Allah, grant us barakah in sha'ban. Wa ballighna Ramadan. And let us witness and reach the month of Ramadan. Sayyidina Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to teach the sahaba this dua. Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan. O Allah, safeguard me for the month of Ramadan. That is, safeguard me in such a way that I witness and I see the month of Ramadan fit and healthy. وَسَلِّمْ رَمَضَانَ لِي And safeguard the month of Ramadan for me by making the condition such, or my condition such, that I take maximum benefit from the month of Ramadan. وَسَلْهِمُ لِي مُتَقَبَّلًا And accept from me. So that is the dua we need to also recite at the approach. In the month of, prior to the month of Ramadan. So like we said, we need to plan ourselves. What am I going to do from the time of Sehri right up to the time I go to sleep? So at that time when we wake up for Sehri, it is a time when du'as are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also at the time of Iftar. And we find many of us, at that time we are busy filling our bellies. And then we forget in making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at these blessed times, in these moments, duas are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us wake up early, whatever time we might wake up, at 4:15, 4:30, whatever it might be. When we wake up, we relieve ourselves, Let us perform wudu. Also, in the month of Ramadan, we have that opportunity to perform tahajjud salah. We start off in performing two rakats, and as the days go by, we can increase it. So we perform the two rakats of tahajjud salah, and we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time. It is mentioned by Imam Shafi rahimahullah that he mentions when a person wakes up at the time of tahajjud and he makes dua, it is like a person who has an arrow which will not miss its target, meaning that your dua will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't let us let that opportunity go by with filling our bellies and we are not performing the tahajjud at that time or not making dua at that time where duas are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam where it mentioned with regards to partaking of sahri. And that is the difference between the Muslim and the non-Muslim. The non-Muslim fast, they have a wet fast, they have a dry fast. But their fast is completely different to the fast of the Muslim. And the difference also that we have sahri, they do not have sahri. They just wake up and they fast. We wake up at this time and the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam where it mentioned, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى الْمُتَسَحِّرِينَ. That verily Allah and His angels send blessings to those who partake of sahri. Even if people cannot eat at that moment, at that early part of the morning, have a few sips of water. Have just something to eat so that we fulfill the sunnah of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So many times we hear people saying that it's just a sunnah. I just, wake up for Fajr and continue my fast. Or even they go to the point of many other sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they say that it is just a sunnah. Remember the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alim ajma'in used to perform a sunnah and fulfill a sunnah because it was a sunnah. We, unfortunately, will leave out a sunnah because we say it is just a sunnah. Let us show our love for Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and bring one sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our lives. So don't take this sahri sunnah just by the way. Let us wake up, let us get our families also, wake them up, our children also that are going to be fasting in the month of Ramadan, the young ones as well. Wake them up, make them understand what is the virtue of this meal that we are going to partake of in the early parts of the morning. And then remember with regards to the month of Ramadan, the duty of Ramadan is fasting. The duty of Ramadan is fasting. And the beauty of Ramadan is to recite the Quran Kareem. Allah is making mention in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Fasting has been prescribed upon you, kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum, as it has been prescribed on the people prior to your coming. La'allakum tattaqoon, so that we become Allah fearing. We become Allah conscious that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is seeing us, whether it is the month of Ramadan, whether it is any other month of the year, Allah is ever watchful over us. Remember the same Allah we're going to be worshipping is the same Allah out of the month of Ramadan. So let us take this opportunity and capitalize the time in the month of Ramadan. Let us use our time constructively so that we can take benefit from the month of Ramadan. And the beauty of Ramadan is Quran. That is, we recite the Quran and make one khatam minimum. If you go on and make many khatam of the Quran, alhamdulillah, but minimum one khatam of the Quran. Allah makes mention in the Quran, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ, that the month of Ramadan was a month in which the Quran has been revealed. So we must recite the Quran over and over. We're going to be reciting it, looking inside, as well as we're going to come at night after the Isha Salah, we're going to perform the Taraweeh Salah, which is Sunnah Muakkada as well. So that is what we need to do in the month of Ramadan. Fasting also, we find nowadays, we are fasting. The month of Ramadan is a month of fasting, but we changed it to the month of feasting. The month of Ramadan is a month to get close to Allah, but we're getting closer to our friends. The month of Ramadan is a month coming close to the masjid, but what's happening? We make it a month getting close to the shopping malls. The month of Ramadan is a month of Quran. We need to be reciting the Quran, but what happens? We're getting coming close to our cell phones and on social media. Those are, many of us are on social media. Let us just take it easy and utilize that time in reciting the Quran al-Kareem, in making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in seeking the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, the month of Ramadan is a month of forgiveness. In the second of the middle 10 days of Ramadan, أَوْسَتُهُ مَغْفِرَةً. It is the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to seek sincere repentance for whatever sin we had committed, whatever minor sin we have committed, and whatever major sin we have committed. We make a sincere tawbah and sincere repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this, the month of Ramadan, is a month of forgiveness. And we know that incident that is mentioned over and over prior to the month of Ramadan, as well in the month of Ramadan, wherein Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended the first step on the minbar, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Ameen. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended on the second step, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Ameen. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended on the third step of the minbar, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Ameen. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum never heard this from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying Ameen when ascending the pulpit, the minbar. So they asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why have you said Ameen? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, that when I ascended on the first step of the minbar, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam came to me and told me, woe, destruction, curse to that person who finds the month of Ramadan, but it does not secure his forgiveness. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ameen. And that Ameen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam definitely accepted. On the second step, woe, destruction, curse to that person who hears my name, that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name, and does not send salawat and salutations upon Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when we hear the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the least, say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on the third step, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ameen, was Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam telling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, destruction, woe, curse to that person who finds one or both of his parents, and they are elderly and they are old, and he does not get his Jannah. That is, he does not serve his parents in old age. It doesn't mean if we have parents and we are young, we should not serve them. We should serve them as well. But the real test is when our parents are old, then we have to be there at their service. That is the real test. So let us not fall prey to the dua, or rather the whatever Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the Ameen said by Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And also while we are fasting, people will, you know, trouble us, they will annoy us. At that time, let us say, Inni sa'im, I am fasting, I'm not going to go into any argument, and I'm not going to fight with you, we leave it. Just continue your whatever you are doing, so that you don't get involved in any unnecessary argument, and then you lose yourself, and then everything else goes haywire, and even your fasting becomes makruh. Then with regards to Quran, we had mentioned to recite the Quran al-Kareem, at least make one khatam of the Quran. And we should recite the Quran and make our children also recite the Quran to show them that this is the month of Quran, the month in which the Quran was revealed. And we need to recite the Quran and make sure that we recite the Quran and make the khatam in the month of Ramadan. We find many people start in the month of Ramadan, and as the days go by, they fall back, and the fast go, the days are going ahead, and they are falling back with the recitation of Quran, and then they just put a stop to it and say, you know what, we'll continue next Ramadan. No, let us continue whatever we can manage. Even if we do not make the khatam of the Quran in the month of Ramadan, we continue out of the month of Ramadan. Remember, the Quran al-Kareem has so much of messages in it, and we cannot change those messages, but the messages of the Quran can change us. That is what the effect it can have upon us. Like we know the incident of Umar radiallahu anhu. He was on his way to assassinate and kill Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and a sahabi met him and told him, where to, O Umar? He said, no, I'm going to murder and assassinate Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Umar radiallahu anhu told this to the sahabi. So the sahabi told him, you worried about killing and assassinating Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your own sister and brother-in-law has accepted Islam. So when he went to the house now of his sister and brother-in-law, he heard them reciting the Quran al-Kareem. And when he came in, before they came in, they hid the pieces of or wherever the Quran was written on, they hid it away so that Umar radiallahu anhu does not see it and does not get his eyes on it. So then he inquired from them, and before that he hit his sister and his brother-in-law to such an extent that they were unconscious. And when they regained consciousness, Umar radiallahu anhu asked them, "What were you people reciting?" So they said, "No, we were reciting the Quran Kareem." So they told him, "You cannot read it and you cannot touch it, you cannot, until you go and have a ghusl." So after he made a ghusl, he cleansed himself, he recited the Quran Kareem. Him being a non-Muslim, it had such an effect that now, instead of killing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he goes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he becomes a Muslim, and he says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh." So it had an effect, the Quran had an effect on a disbeliever, a non-Muslim. How much of effect the Quran will have of us being the reciters of the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Definitely is going to have an effect. And we go to the ulama to understand the Quran, to know what is the message of the Quran. And for those finding it difficult or unable to recite the Quran, the ulama are ready to assist us in rectifying and perfecting the recitation of the Quran Kareem. Then going on, when we at the time of iftar, we had mentioned we come to the masjid early and we have a nice atmosphere at the masjid, where many of our brothers, even the younger ones, come to the masjid and they are waiting for the iftar and they are sharing the iftar as well, and that is great reward also. So after that, we make sure that we recite, we make dua at that time. Don't waste our time in talking, etc. Let us resort to dua, because that is the time where duas are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. And after our iftar, we perform our maghrib salah. It must not be such where we have heard of someone who had mentioned to me that when the adhan goes out, the brothers walk out of the masjid. You are right here in the masjid, you came early, you have partook in the iftar meal, and now when the adhan goes out, you're standing outside. No, let us come in and let us perform our salah, because the month of Ramadan is a month where we train ourselves in performing our five daily salah, in doing good actions and staying away from evil. If you cannot get the training done in the month of Ramadan, we're going to find it very difficult out of the month of Ramadan. And thereafter, when we come back for our Isha prayer, whether we're performing it in the masjid or where different venues at the different houses, make sure that we perform the sunnah mu'akkada of 20 rakats of tarawih. And also, as parents, our younger sons that are baligh, let us have them side by side with us in the masjid at the back, wherever it might be. Because you know what? We find sometimes the children, we think our children are performing the tarawih salah. But what is happening? They come with us in the masjid, they perform the four farad, and thereafter they see the father is looking at me. Okay, so I start reading my tarawih. And thereafter, the whole duration of the tarawih, the father doesn't look at the back, doesn't see what's happening, and that son walks out of the says, "Hey, mashallah, mashallah, my son was here from the start, but your son was not there from the start, he had played you." So as parents, we take the responsibility that let our children be there, make sure that they are there, and they are performing the full tarawih. And also, giving them encouragement to recite and perform the tarawih salah. Because there's great reward. We're not going to get all these rewards out of the month of Ramadan, and we're not going to get the opportunity to perform tarawih out of the month of Ramadan. It is only performed in the month of Ramadan. So as parents, let us take this responsibility. It must not be that we, the ulama, the huffaz, are finding it difficult. They are performing the tarawih and there's noise at the back and there's laughing going on at the back, whether it is in the masjid, whether it is at the musalla, whether it is in somebody's home. It distracts the huffaz that are performing. And then people are there so quick to criticize, "Hey, this hafiz made so much of mistakes." Remember, don't ever criticize that hafiz or the huffaz. Even if he's making so much of mistakes, try coming and standing here on the musalla, and then you see how much of gabarat you get, whether even if you read Inna Atayna in Kul Allahu Ahad. So don't criticize the huffaz that are performing tarawih, and let us take the responsibility in making sure that our children are performing the tarawih salah, not outside. And as adults, if we are going to be standing outside, wasting our time, smoking, whatever it might be, we are showing a very bad example to the youngsters who are going to be our leaders tomorrow, inshallah. And also remember, the month of Ramadan, many feel that it's a month where we lose weight. We might be losing weight, that is a bonus. But what we need to do, we need to lose the sins in the month of Ramadan. That is what we need to do. And finally, in the month of Ramadan, many of us stop doing whatever evil and whatever wrong we are doing. Don't put a pause to it. If we put pause, it means we're going to continue after the month of Ramadan. But if we put stop, it means I'm not going to do it out of the month of Ramadan. We make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that He grants us the true understanding of what has been said, to practice righteous deeds, to abstain from evil. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make this Ramadan the best Ramadan in our life. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make this Ramadan a turning point in our life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this Ramadan a Ramadan where we take maximum benefit from it. And may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept all our ibadat, all our acts of worship in the month of Ramadan. And we continue and we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us steadfastness to continue the good actions out of the month of Ramadan. And lastly, we make sure that we enjoy the lunch before the month of Ramadan, because for the next 4 Fridays, there's no lunch. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us understanding and accept us. Amin ya rabbal alameen. Wa sallallahu sallam wa baraka ala Muhammad. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallah wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.